All right, so I wonder if I should even say Mornings with Ed, because it's really not a Mornings with Ed show anymore. Tyler allowed us to hang out for the first hour of his show because I promise you, this is worth it. Here's the story. Earlier today, during the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have Katie Brooks on live. Katie has a brand new album called Revolute and a brand new video and single off of that album called Trouble So Hard. Well, it turns out that she got stuck in 405 LA traffic, and that just totally, absolutely sucks. So the deal is this, is that she's so good and we love her so much that we're going to just do this now anyway. So Laguna Beach, live from the Julie Lawton Studios here in the fantastic city of Laguna Beach. Thank you so much for making the drive, first of all, and for being with us. Please welcome Katie Brooks.
Thanks, Ed.
He got a love for you. Behind your back's got a lot, your name is just the same. You've got to bear the blame. Well, I said, oh Lord, my trouble's so hard.
Some things that happen that you just couldn't be happier that they happened. And man, this is one of them. We got Katie Brooks live in studio. That song was called Troubled So Hard. And she's got a video out for that song right now. We're going to talk about that when we sit down with her at this point right now. Let's hear Never Gonna Let Her Go. Is that the one we were going to end up doing?
Yeah,
all right.
I think I'll stick to the plan for one.
Oh, I love that. All right. You know what? And you're free to do it, man. It's your world. You paint it any color you want, Katie. Katie Brooks, live from our Laguna Beach studios, the beautiful Julie Lawton studios here, KX93.5. Let's hear Katie again.
Just getting myself stooled up.
All right, this one's called...
I'm on the stool. Sorry, this is Never Gonna Let Her Go.
Well, Lordy gonna bless my soul. Beat it out.
Oh.
sleep until the river runs cold. Now, I could be the fish that I order, but I ain't never gonna let her go. Now, God gave me good, gave me good, gave me good, gave me good love. Ain't no God gave me sure, gave me sure, gave me sure, gave me should love.
That's Katie Brooks, live from our Julie Lawton studios here at KX93.5. That song was called Never Gonna Let Her Go. It's off of the brand new album called Revolute. Let's bring Katie in here. We're going to have a little conversation with her. But while we're setting that up, I need you to hear another song off of this album. It's called All of Me. Once again, Katie Brooks.
In the dark of the sea, well, I found you, and you found me endlessly. Trembling hands and arms that held so tight, a part of you and a part of me never felt so right. So why'd you walk away when you tell me you never felt this way? 'Cause I could've given you all of me, all of me, all of me to your loving arms. And if you don't want me to go, then baby, you gotta let me know. 'Cause I've been saving all of me, all of me, all of me for your loving arms. Take it still.
KX93.5, Katie Brooks, off of the album Revolute. That was called All of Me. We heard a couple of great, we had some great music here so far. I can't wait to get to talking to this girl. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, despite my ridiculous lateness.
It wasn't your fault.
Well, this is true.
We get that. here in Southern California, the moment somebody says, oh, traffic. Yeah, I know. We got
right,
it.
Right, sure.
So you left Los Angeles at like 7, a little bit before 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you traveled alone, so you didn't get the advantage of that carpool lane.
No.
Yeah, no. That's going to happen to you.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the performance was magnificent. And normally I would guess that being flustered and anxious would tend to make you nervous, but there was no nerves there. There was no nerves.
Yeah, well, like I was saying to you, in the middle of the song just now, like, I did arrive flustered, I did arrive anxious, and this doesn't happen very often, but my legs were shaking while I was playing. But it kind of helped me to concentrate because I had to just keep my legs still,
right,
which kind of was like a meditative state.
Right.
Know what I mean?
Well, my legs were shaking while you were playing too. I don't know what that was, but yeah.
Well, you know, try to do that to people.
So the song we just heard, All of Me, mm-hmm. Tell me about that song.
The sort of story behind it.
Yes, please.
It's a weird one because I started writing it like 2 years ago when I'd met someone I didn't know very well, but we had this like instant amazing connection, like in the dark of the sea where I found you and you found me endlessly. Like it was just like that amazing feeling. But she kept being kind of a bit back and forth. Anyway, I didn't finish the song. I just started it. And then, 2 years later, I was in another situation with my now back together girlfriend.
Okay.
But at the time we were sort of on off, and it was the same sort of feeling. So I finished the song like a few months ago, and I knew the moment I finished it that it was like, this needs to be the next single. And I was in the middle of making Revolute, and it was like, right, no, All of Me.
Timing could not have been better at that
Absolutely.
Point.
And then we went on our road, and we had our ups and downs, and we were out of contact, and then she professed undying love.
Oh, that is so sweet. That is so sweet. Is she listening right now?
She is all the way in Greece at the moment.
Okay, that's a 12-hour difference.
I should probably have told her to, but I would have been more nervous if I knew she was. But I'll tell her to listen back.
Well, she can listen. She can catch the podcast. We'll podcast it and put it up on the website.
Perfect.
She can catch it whenever. And
well, I'll tell her.
And as often as she wants.
Yeah, I'm sure
fact.
She will.
Now, I was captured by the first two songs, but I need to ask you about Trouble So Hard, mm-hmm. which is the latest video as well, and I want to talk about the making of the video as well.
Yep.
But tell me about Trouble So Hard.
Well, it's actually was originally, I know it to be sung by Vera Hall. It's like a traditional, isn't it?
Right.
But also the cover that Moby did, or he sampled
right.
it, and I don't know, I found it years ago and I was like, I really relate to this.
You made it sound better than I'd ever heard it ever. I'm not even kidding, and I would never blow smoke in your face over something like this.
Or up my behind.
Oh, you know what? No, that's why I didn't mention that one. I might just still blow smoke. But anyway, I love that version.
Thank you.
I absolutely loved your version of it.
Thank you.
And so tell the Revolute album that you put together, or Revolute, how did you piece it together? How long did the actual project take?
Funnily enough, it was actually really easy, which is a weird thing to say.
I love hearing that. Yes.
Yeah, I love being able to say it because not all of my records have been like that, and the road leading up to Revolute was very, very difficult. I lost an album. It was originally going to be called We the People, and somebody else produced it, and blah blah blah, and all this stuff. And then it was like, no, I'm going to produce it. And it was when I wrote and released In Your Arms, and I got together with my now manager, who's amazing, and he was like, come on.
Who called this morning while you were on the road?
This morning
he did.
From England.
He was fantastic.
Yeah.
He called this morning, and no one answered the phone, so he left a message.
Aww.
And then, we all gathered around the message and laughed.
No, I'm just kidding. His very English accent.
Stuck in traffic.
Hello, I'm so sorry. Katie is stuck in traffic. He's going to kill me for that impression. So it was literally made in a very small period of time earlier this year, and I had no idea what I was going to do with it. There were a lot of songs that were sort of, I didn't really know how in God's name I'm going to do that. Like, I can't do that justice, and I just did it, and then people seemed to like it. And it was like, great, okay. So
right.
It's not bad.
Okay. So the latest video out, Trouble So Hard, off of that first song, shooting a video. It's completely different than actually going in and recording the song, right?
Totally. Tell
me about the video shoot.
Well, it's a lot easier for me, that's for sure.
Okay.
Like, depending on, with a lot of my previous videos, have a, quite a clear concept in my mind, or at least something when I go to Michael Sides, who I've made a lot of videos with.
Right.
And then he comes up with something even better and brings it to life. And
he's like a magician.
He's brilliant. Yeah. He's so brilliant, and he does things really quickly. And with Trouble So Hard, I had nothing. My idea was actually really boring and pathetic, whereas Michael was just like, I know, let's shoot it in the woods and let's shoot it backwards and let's get an old guitar and let's bury it. And and we shot it in like 2 hours.
Wow.
In the woods. It was, you know, it was really easy. It was fun. Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, I was home by 7.
I was home in time for tea. My goodness.
I was home in time for wine, darling.
Oh, there you go. I'm sorry. Tea's at 4.
But exactly. Yes.
So the I saw a picture of the woods. I think you posted it on your Facebook.
Yes. Yeah.
And just beautiful surroundings. And in the video, it looks kind of pretty cool. Man.
It's
it looks
really
eerie.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the Cotswolds. In Wiltshire, and most of the time that we were filming, Michael and I were talking about how you'd get away with murder and if there might be a body in the woods. I don't know what was wrong with us, but for some reason, that's what that woods made us think of. So it got a bit morbid.
And just knowing you for these few minutes, I would, you know, that doesn't surprise me about her. You're at the Hotel Cafe on Sunday in a live performance. I love that spot. That's a great place.
Really
that's
nice,
a great venue.
Yeah.
Performing live. Getting up for the show, is that something different on the other side of the pond? Are you more comfortable at home in England?
Well, it's interesting. It was like you asked what we were talking about off the mic. You know, I'm quite a nervous performer. A lot of people say, really? Are you? But you don't seem it.
You don't.
Well, I'm terrified.
Right.
Absolutely
there's
terrified.
There's the leg shaking again. Right?
the leg's really, really shaking. So it doesn't really matter where I am.
Okay.
When the sound is good, that does help.
Right.
Like, but yeah, no, it's, I played last night actually at the Hotel Cafe for Writer's Block.
Okay.
And it was lovely. I enjoyed every second of it.
And you were relaxed and everything?
I was fine.
There
yeah,
you go.
It really depends on, in every moment, I'm different.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, you know, Elvis had that leg shaking thing too.
Well, exactly.
You know.
Maybe I could kind of like be the next,
yes.
The female version.
There you go.
Wow, that's massive ambition.
Yeah, I
might not. That, can I retract that statement?
I'd actually like you to be a nicer person. I think, and you know,
I think I might.
I think you pulled it off. I think you pulled it off. If you missed any portion of this, we're speaking with Katie Brooks. You can catch this on our podcast. It'll be up on the KX93.5 website a little bit later on. The brand new album is called Revolute, and you go back to the United Kingdom now. Are you leaving from here back home?
Yeah, I go not this Friday, but next Friday. So, you know, there's some shows, there's some interviews, there's some beach time.
All right. Now, when you come here, is it tough driving on the opposite side of the road?
Yes.
Is that that's something you definitely have to adjust to?
Yeah, there's been some leg shaking there, which isn't great when it comes to the pedals.
Right.
I tell you, the thing that gets me is this right turn on a red light. I'm sorry, but okay. I just can't bring myself to do that. I'm just like looking around like, is this candid camera? Is someone going to catch me and go, you're not allowed to do that?
There are some corners you can't, but in
really?
Most you can. Yeah,
how
there's
do you
some
know?
Because it has a red arrow.
Oh.
So if the, you've been turning against the red arrows.
I mean, no, to be honest with you, I've just been sat there waiting for green,
yeah.
Annoying people.
So you'll sometimes be in that right lane and you want to make the turn, but the arrow for the right turn is red and you got to stay there.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay, but I'll be able to see that, right?
That's where it should be.
Okay.
You'll be able to see it, but most people out here can't see it and so they pretend they don't, so they make that right turn. You know.
Okay,
so,
I'll be watching for it.
All right, I'd love to have you back. When are you coming back, by the way?
Well, it looks like we're going to come to San Diego, actually, in January.
Perfect.
So I'll
perfect.
Just,
we're
I'll
just
back.
We're just a hop, skip, and a jump from
I
San Diego.
I would love to. I would do some more leg shaking.
All right. Katie, how do our listeners find you and find all your music?
So obviously I have a website, katiebrooks.com, Katie's with an E-Y, and then I'm very active on Instagram, so it's just at Katie Brooks, and Facebook, and Twitter, and come say hi. I'm very friendly.
Last thing I would, and I can tell you're very friendly because I saw more than anything else, the thing I like about you the most is the love you have for your dog.
Oh Rufus
yeah. Is the most, I absolutely love those pictures of you and Rufus. Oh my god,
it's really nice. Yeah, I mean Rufus is the love of my life.
It seems like that. It seems like just a magnificent relationship. I really, really, really. And just looking at the pictures, you and Rufus are just, you're tight, man.
It's love.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. That's pretty cool. All right. This has been Katie Brooks again. You can catch this on the podcast on the KX93.5 website. Just pop down the Mornings with Ed podcast and you're good to go. Katie, I'm going to hold you to it. When you come back to San Diego, we want you back in the studio.
Oh, I'm coming back. And thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming. That's been Katie Brooks. Okay.